आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend G20 summit in Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro today to also hold talks with world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Campaigning for second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single phase polling in Maharashtra to end this evening. Delhi's Transport Minister Kailash Gehlot quits Aam Aadmi Party. Stricter anti-pollution measure Grab 4 imposed in Delhi NCR as air quality deteriorates in the region. Hezbollah's media chief Mohammad Afif killed in Israel airstrike in Beirut. And in cricket, India's test captain Rohit Sharma to miss opening match of Border Gavaskar Trophy against Australia beginning November 22 in Perth. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G20 summit in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro today. Mr. Modi is also expected to hold separate meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi, US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will be among the leaders who will attend the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro today and tomorrow. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Brazil this morning on the second leg of his three-nation visit. More from our correspondent.
After completing the successful first leg of the three-nation visit, the PM arrived at Rio de Janeiro today. He was welcomed by the ambassador of the Foreign Ministry Representative Office in Rio, Breno de Souza Brasil Dias da Costa, and Indian ambassador to Brazil, Sri Suresh K. Reddy. He was given a warm and a zealous welcome by the Indian diaspora. Recital of Vande Mataram, a Garba performance and Vedic chant recital were part of the scintillating cultural program that was presented for his welcome. Sakshi Singh for Akashwani News, Brazil.
During the event, Prime Minister Modi will present India's positions on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration, as well as the Voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in recent years. The theme for this year's G20 summit is Building a Just World and a Sustainable Planet, where Brazil would prioritize the issues of social inclusion, poverty, sustainable development, and reform of global governance institutions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has stepped out of its comfort zone, embracing innovation and creating new pathways for progress, which have become hallmarks of its identity. Addressing the Indian diaspora in the Nigerian capital, Abuja, yesterday, Mr. Modi said that India has embarked on a new journey and the goal is to build a Viksit Bharat.
हम अक्सर सुनते हैं कि जो लोग अपने कंफर्ट जोन से बाहर निकलते हैं वही कुछ बड़ा कर पाते हैं। आज भारत और भारत का युवा इसी मिजाज से आगे बढ़ रहा है। इसलिए आज भारत नए नए सेक्टर्स में तेज गति से ग्रो कर रहा है। यही हमारे नौजवान कंफर्ट जोन से बाहर निकलकर नए भारत के लिए नए सॉल्यूशन पर काम करने की ठानी और नतीजा क्या शानदार निकला है। आज भारत में 1.5 लाख से अधिक रजिस्टर्ड स्टार्टअप्स हैं।
Highlighting the achievements of his government, Mr. Modi said, India has added $2 trillion to its GDP in the last decade.
बीते एक दशक में भारत ने अपनी जीडीपी में करीब $2 trillion और जोड़ दिया। 10 सालों में भारत की इकोनॉमी का साइज दोगुना हो गया है। आज भारत दुनिया की 5वीं सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था है, याद रहेगा ना? और वो दिन दूर नहीं जब भारत $5 trillion की इकोनॉमी बन जाएगा, जब भारत दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी इकोनॉमी बन जाएगा।
Today is the last day of campaigning for the Maharashtra Assembly elections. Leaders of various parties are making all-out efforts to gain support of the voters. Polling in the state is scheduled on the 20th of November and counting of votes will be held on the 23rd of November. More from our correspondent.
Union Minister and Bharatiya Janata Party leader Amit Shah is expected to address a rally in Navi Mumbai today. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari will be campaigning in Gondia and Nagpur. BJP President JP Nadda will be addressing public meetings in Thane, Solapur and Ahilyanagar. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will be addressing a press conference in Mumbai today. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar will be campaigning in favour of MVA candidates in Pune and Ahilyanagar. NCP SP leader Supriya Sule will be campaigning in Solapur and Pune. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at the Nandgaon Assembly seat in Maharashtra, which is set to witness a high-stakes battle between former allies turned opponents in the upcoming Assembly elections.
Nandgaon Assembly constituency is one of the 15 assembly segments in Nashik district and is a part of Dindori Lok Sabha constituency. Since its establishment in 1962, leaders of multiple parties including Congress, Communist Party of India, Shiv Sena and NCP have been elected from the seat. Pankaj Bhujbar won from this seat in 2009 and 2014 elections. In last election, Shiv Sena's Suhas Kande had emerged victorious by defeating Pankaj Bhujbar. This time, the constituency is set to witness a threefold battle between incumbent MLA Suhas Kande, Shiv Sena UBT's Ganesh Thatrak and former Nashik MP Sameer Bhujbar. While MLA Suhas Kande is contesting from Eknath Shinde Shiv Sena, Ganesh Thatrak is Shiv Sena UBT candidate and Sameer Bhujbar, who is Chagan Bhujbar's nephew, is contesting as an independent candidate. Now, it'll be interesting to see how the 3.4 lakh voters choose their leader in the coming election. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
The election campaign has reached its final stage in Jharkhand as the state is fully geared up for the second and final phase of polling on the 20th of this month. More from our correspondent.
The high peace election campaign will come to an end in Jharkhand today. In the second and final phase of the state assembly election, political parties will make their last dish to attract the voters in 38 constituencies of Santhal and Koilanchal regions. In this phase, several high-profile seats will go to polls, including Dumka, Sikaripada, Devghar and Littipada. On the last day of the election campaign, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will address election rallies in Sahibganj, Godda, Dumka, Devghar and Ranchi, while BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, will try to woo the voters in Sahibganj, Jamtara, Devghar. State BJP President Babulal Marandi will address election rallies in Boryo constituency. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will do road shows and address election rallies in Barhat, Dhanbad and Bokaro. Senior RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav will campaign in favour of India Bloc and ASU President Sudesh Kumar Mehto in favour of the NDA Alliance. With KK Lal, Bhupendra Singh for Akashwani News, Ranchi.
The Election Commission has banned the use of banners or boards on private vehicles following the conclusion of campaigning for assembly elections in Jharkhand. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said that district authorities have been asked to take action against violators of the EC order. He said out of 14,218 polling booths, campaigning will end at 31 booths at 4 p.m. and at rest of the booths at 5 p.m.
सेकंड फेज में टोटल 14,218 बूथ है. इसी बूथ में केवल 13 बूथ में वो कैंपेन टाइम है, वो 4 बजे खत्म होगी उसी पोलिंग एरिया में. बाकी सभी बूथों पर 5 बजे आपका कैंपेन पीरियड खत्म होगी. कोई भी बाहर से आया हुआ पॉलिटिकल वर्कर है, स्टार कैंपेनर है, वो पोलिंग एरिया छोड़कर बाहर आना पड़ेगा.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. Delhi Transport Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Kailash Gehlot has resigned from the party. In his resignation to AAP chief Arvind Kejriwal, Mr. Gehlot claimed the party faces serious challenges, alleging that political ambitions have overshadowed commitments, leaving many promises unfulfilled. Meanwhile, talking to media, Delhi BJP chief Virendra Sachdeva termed the AAP leader's resignation a courageous step.
दिल्ली के मंत्री कैलाश गहलोत ने इस्तीफा दिया है. राजनीतिक क्षेत्र में इस्तीफा देना और ज्वाइनिंग कोई नया विषय नहीं है, लेकिन जो सवाल कैलाश गहलोत ने पूछे हैं वो जरूर विषय है. लगातार हम उन मुद्दों को जनता की आवाज बनकर उठा रहे हैं और जिन मुद्दों का जिक्र कैलाश गहलोत ने अपनी बातों में सिर्फ छुआ भर है, फेरिस्त बड़ी लंबी है.
The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has imposed the Graded Response Action Plan, or GRAP 4, in Delhi NCR from 8 o'clock this morning. The move comes after air quality in the region deteriorated to the severe category. Under GRAP 4, entry of heavy vehicles from other states will be banned in Delhi. However, trucks carrying essential commodities and providing essential services will be allowed. The Delhi government has decided to discontinue physical classes for all students, excluding class 10 and 12. The doors of Sri Badrinath Dham, located in Uttarakhand's Chamoli district, were closed last night for the winter season. On the occasion of closing of the doors, Badrinath temple was decorated with marigold flowers. The entire Badrinath Dham reverberated with the devotional tunes of the Garhwal Scout Band in the Singh Dwar complex of the Dham. The doors were closed with Vedic rituals and religious traditions amidst the chanting of Om Namah Shivaya, Jai Baba Kedar, and the devotional tunes of the Indian Army Band. In international news, an Israel airstrike targeting the office of Syria's Ba'ath Party in central Beirut has killed Hezbollah's media chief, Mohammad Afif, and three other people. Israel's warplanes attacked the office with two air-to-surface missiles after the Ba'ath Party received a call from the Israel Army asking it to evacuate the building hosting the party. Most part of the targeted building was destroyed during the airstrike yesterday. In Sri Lanka, swearing-in ceremony of the new cabinet will be held today at the Presidential Secretariat in the presence of President Anuradha Kumaradesanayake. More from our correspondent.
After a resounding victory in the recent parliamentary election, President Anuradha Kumaradesanayake will appoint a 23-member cabinet, retaining the key portfolios of defense and finance under his leadership. According to reports, Dr. Hariniamarasuriya is set to be reappointed as prime minister, while Vijitha Hirath will continue in his role as foreign minister. The 10th parliament is set to convene for its first session on 21st of November. The ruling National People's Power Alliance won a landslide at the parliamentary election, winning 159 out of 225 seats, increasing the tally from just three. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
On to sports now. In cricket, India's test captain Rohit Sharma will miss the opening match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, BGT, against Australia, which is set to begin on November 22 in Perth. In his absence, vice-captain Jasprit Bumrah will lead the team. Bumrah previously captained India in a test during the 2021-22 tour of England when Rohit Sharma missed the fifth test due to a COVID-19 infection. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a gradual fall in minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over most parts of northwest India in the next 4 days. It said that dense to very dense fog conditions are expected in isolated pockets of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, North Rajasthan, North Uttar Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, West Assam, Meghalaya and Bihar today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Saira. All papers have widely highlighted the PM's visit to Nigeria, where he was given the second highest national award. The Hindu writes, India and Nigeria will join hands to tackle terrorism, piracy, drug trafficking, says PM. The Asian Age quotes the PM in its headline, Nigeria is a top priority strategic partner. The Economic Times reports, during Trump 2.0, India second only to US for investors. The same newspaper also carries an exclusive interview of Air India's CEO Campbell Wilson and quotes him in the headline, want to make AI world class with an Indian heart. The Hindu business line writes, exports of apparel surge despite global tensions, market challenges. And finally, the Times of India writes about 80-year-old Hira Devi, who appears in the film Pyre. Inspired by her own story, she's the only one living in her village, while everyone else migrated to other places in search of greener pastures. 80-year-old who lives alone in Uttarakhand Ghost Village is an unlikely film heroine. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi to attend G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro today to also hold talks with world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Campaigning for second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra to end this evening. Delhi's Transport Minister Kailash Gehlot quits Aam Aadmi Party. Stricter anti-pollution measure GRAP 4 imposed in Delhi NCR as air quality deteriorates. Hezbollah's media chief Mohammad Afif killed in Israeli airstrike in Beirut. And in cricket, India's test captain Rohit Sharma to miss opening match of Border Gavaskar Trophy against Australia beginning November 22 in Perth. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.